6.9. Are you fascinated by trains? Some people are mad about them.
Train Spotting isn't just the 1993 novel of the same name, nor the movie made thereafter. It's actually a very popular hobby, particularly in the UK, though the idea has spread around the world. Train spotters, in other words, spotters of trains, are often called rail fans, but that's a bit of a misnomer. A rail fan is anyone who enjoys trains and the railway, whereas a train spotter is specifically someone who watches the lines in search of trains. There are different kinds of train spotters, but the general principle remains the same. They are much like bird watchers, out there looking to spot as many trains as they can. Each engine is marked with a number or name, and so train spotters take notes of which ones they've seen and where. As their knowledge of the line grows, they start to make a deliberate effort to spot particular trains to make their collections complete. Some rail fans focus on particular types of cars or engines, while others prefer to stick to one particular rail company. Train spotters often collect other memorabilia associated with their particular brand of trains. Tickets, schedules, or even pieces of equipment are popular collectibles. They hang out at local stations or railway stops, or even just bring out a lawn chair to sit near a set of tracks, waiting for that next train to pass them by. There is quite a community among train spotters who can keep in contact via cell phones and internet mailing lists. Sightings and information are shared quickly and easily. Scanners can be used to listen into dispatch broadcasts. Among train spotters, there's a huge amount of slang and jargon, usually terms to refer to all the different makes of trains or cars. The lingo is far too extensive to list here, but here is a website to give you a taste for the talk. British Railfan Jargon. The idea of train spotting has spread beyond the rails and has also evolved into the hobby of plane spotting. Same ideas, different locations. Unlike train spotters who can do their observing from anywhere along a track, most plane spotters have to hang out near airports in order to get a good enough view of the planes coming and going. Though the hobby is a very harmless one, people who hang around railway lines and airports are now being looked at with suspicion as possible terrorists who are scoping out a target. In fact, true spotters are an addition to security because they become very familiar with the routine activities of an area and can be quick to notice when something is really out of place. 6.10. Topic in a nutshell.
I get up at 6 o'clock every morning when I go to school because I commute and I have to catch the 6:50 train. Luckily, we live very close to the railway station, so I can get there in 5 minutes. At the weekends, my daily routine is different. I don't have to get up early, so I always stay in bed longer, and I get up around 10. First of all, I go to the toilet, and then I have a shower. I usually have a mug of cocoa and a sandwich for breakfast. I meet my friends at the station, and we go to school together. We usually have 5 or 6 lessons a day. After school, we have lunch in the school canteen. Twice a week, I go to football training. When I get home, I relax for a while, then I check my emails on my computer. I do my homework from 4 to 6. At 6:30, I have dinner with my mum. I help her with the washing up and I watch television. I have a bath, I go to bed at 9:30 and I read a book in bed until I go to sleep.